This is part one of a three-part series entitled The Moon is an Orange Triangle, directed by Alison Toomey.
Everyone around me is so perfect, and there was nothing left over for me. I'm the leftover failure. I'm the fatty waste you toss to the dogs. I'm hurting so bad inside. Punished for some past life wrongs. What did I do in the past life to deserve this? Or am I paying for some sin of my father and mother? Am I your sin? Or do I remind you of some sin you want to forget? Or am I disappointment that keeps disappointing? I even disappoint myself.
The thing with you, Ciara, is that you would never know that you had difficulties. Sure you wouldn't, ever. Mm. You know, but that makes it harder for you, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Because people just think, you know, oh, sure, she's not able to do that. She can do that. Why can't you find your way around?
Mm.
Isn't it true? Why are you getting upset in this room? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
That's a little bit harder for you, isn't
it? It is a little bit hard, isn't it? I'd have to tell them that I have Asperger's, and then they kind of go,
oh,
okay. You can deal with that kind of thing. You know, they, sometimes some of them say, some of them like kind of go like, you know, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, fine. Or some of them go,
what's Asperger's?
Yeah. Mm. I remember that a lot of them do ask me. And see, I still can't really tell them what it means, you know, because I find it difficult to explain it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm.
I always have to ask mom. If someone says to me, what is Asperger's? I have to go, I don't really know. Go look it up.
Well, if I
you tell me.
Yeah. If I was a stranger and I walked in and I said, oh, you said, yeah, you've Asperger's. And I said, well, what's that? What do you usually say to them?
I would say it's a type of autism.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a really mild version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that I can handle some things better than other people can. I have like a very mild version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can cope with things. I can have like a normal day.
Mm.
And sometimes where there's no problems, but I could have days where there is problems.
Mm.
And that's where it kind of shows. Mm. That kind of thing there. So
I think you've just explained it brilliantly.
Yeah. That's what I normally say to them, but sometimes they still like going, I don't get it. And I was like, go look it up. That kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, that can be tricky, but that explains it really well though, doesn't it?
This is the second part of a trilogy of documentary series where I look at families living positively with autism. In the first series, broadcast in 2013, I looked at young autistic children. In this series, I get to hang out with three fascinating and brilliant teenagers and their families. Given their age, educational issues and decisions play a huge part in their lives, and as such, is a major focus of this series. You have just heard from 18-year-old Ciara, who has Asperger's. Ciara is coming to the end of her mainstream schooling. Next, you will meet 14-year-old Jack, who featured in the first series, and who has just made the transition into mainstream secondary school. And finally, I will introduce you to 18-year-old Ben. Ben has two more years of school to complete and attends a special autism unit housed within a mainstream school. I hope by listening to these three amazing characters and their families, you will get to understand autism a little better and discover what it is really like to live with people who just don't see the world the way we do.
Rania, hi.
Hi, Alison.
How are you? In a while since I've been up at the house again. Do you remember the last time we were recording?
I do. We were just back in that time, wasn't it?
Yeah, just back in. Yeah. So you're in the new house now. You're living across the road.
That's right.
And that was summer 2012. And the doc went out on Easter 2013.
13, that's right. Yeah, now we are nearly Easter 2014.
Yeah, here we go. It's unbelievable, isn't it? And we haven't aged a bit, grown either of us. Isn't that great?
No, it's fantastic. That is the best part about it all.
We actually look better than
we look younger than ever. You know,
that's
wonderful.
Great. It's great. Yeah. It's good it's radio then, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we can say what we like.
Yeah. Can I go in and say a little hello to Jack?
Do sure, yeah.
And
yeah.
Tell him that I brought scones.
You should be there.
Because... I invited myself up to tea in the sitting room. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Jack.
Ma.
How are you?
That's upstairs. In a minute.
It's upstairs?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you going to come with me?
No.
Come on.
No? Are you listening to High Five?
Yeah.
What are you watching on the telly? Yeah? I brought scones.
You're fine, very nice.
Come on, are you coming in for tea and scones?
No.
Come on, make me tea. You have to check out the scope. You coming? In a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most chat I've got out of him face to face.
Since he went to the secondary school. It's amazing. It really, really is amazing. Just the language. Oh, The language that he's using, his vocabulary has completely expanded. Unbelievable the difference in him. The year, it's not quite a year. I mean, it's only since September. This is March, 6 months.
Because when I was here before, and when I would have walked into his space there, into the sitting room, he would have just the head down. No, he wouldn't even said anything, he would have walked out.
Mm.
But he said to me there, he said, no, that upstairs. And he pointed to the mic, that upstairs.
Okay.
So I said, he wanted rid of me, sort of. Yes. So I said, are you coming upstairs with me? Because I thought maybe he wanted to show me his room or something.
He got a new bed.
He may show you the
new bed, possibly.
And then I said, well, I've brought scones. And he was smiling. Of course, he gave me the kisses.
Yes.
And then he was smiling. I said, come on, I have tea and scones. And he says, I will in a minute.
Good.
He says, I will in a minute.
Good. Because we call him the tea man. We get him to make all the tea now, which is frequent in this house.
Great. Go and ask him to make tea then. He might come out and make tea.
Yeah.
He might get some more chat. That's growing. That's a huge change.
Big, big change from that. Jeff, will you come and make tea? Please. Tea man?
No.
Come on. We have a guest.
That's okay. That's okay. But sure, look, it's the first time in a long time since I've been back.
And you actually got words.
That's fantastic. So, a big, big, this is all because of Jack started first year in September.
In secondary school.
Mm.
And that was a huge, huge move for Jack and a bigger move for mummy and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, remember when we were talking before, that whole transition was looming and we were wondering, was it the right thing send him to mainstream school, or should we send him to a class that's where he'd be in an autism specific class?
Mm. You were totally torn between schools, and you'd done your research, and you were wondering about the special school in Ballybuffet.
That's right.
And you were wondering about another school in Ballinamore, and you were wondering about the local school, because of course you had the diabetes to think about.
Yes.
But we're going to listen to a bit of that first documentary now.
There's three different schools that we're going to go and see.
Mm.
See what they have to offer, what is out there for Jack, and then try and hopefully make the right decision for him when it comes to it.
Is Jack involved in any way in this decision?
We
have spoken to him. Like, his inkling, I think, with Jack, he kept saying Ballinamore, where Maeve is going. He really wants to go wherever Maeve's going. That'd be his desire, you know. Failing that, go where he has friends going, you know.
It's a tough one, guys,
isn't
it?
It's a tough one, especially with his diabetes now, because...
But Ballinamore is a smaller school.
It's a smaller school, but it's too far away.
But it's far away.
If ever he had a medical crisis, if something came up, you know, he's just so far away from us. I would rather he was closer, you know.
Mm. Yeah, is that the only disadvantage to that school? But then it's an Irish school.
Mm-hmm.
Now he speaks Irish. He's used to an Irish school.
He's very well able for the Irish. You know, that's not a problem.
He's practically fluent in Irish. He understands.
I haven't talked in Irish.
He's definitely got a better grasp of Irish than I have. Definitely.
So when's the deadline for the school decision? I suppose.
Over the Christmas.
Probably we have to.
That's it.
We have to make inquiries and go and see the schools, as Marnie said.
Yeah.
And the other option would be possibly Killybegs.
What's in Killybegs? Well, Killybegs they've got a very good setup there at the moment. It's in its early days, it's in its infancy, but they're very oriented to working with kids with special needs, and they're at an autism class there, and they have teachers who are training in teaching children. That'd be the big disadvantage of going locally. There's no specifically trained teachers to work with them. It's just the regular bunch of teachers, and then he may have an SNA, but that would be all he would be.
Isn't there a school in Ballybuffet? Didn't you mention a school in Ballybuffet? What about that?
There's that one in Ballybuffet as well, and they're very well established, and they have a great reputation.
Isn't that a special needs school?
They have a unit within the college. And they have specifically trained teachers and SNAs to work with the children, and they integrate for other classes. They do go out into the school and integrate for different classes, you know. Okay. Which would be, you know, a good thing, but then again, you've got him remote. He's removed from all his friends, and he'd have nobody that he'd know.
It's so hard, isn't it?
Yeah. That's
nice. And for children with autism who have difficulty making friends, you know, they need huge familiarity. They need to know the families. They need to know who they're talking to and dealing with in order to become any way friendly with them. And even at that, it's just kind of a remote level. It's not at a very intimate level that they're friendly. It's not like, you know, the way young kids can be very friendly and very in with each other. But
I mean, you have so many fears. I can just imagine, like, the fear of bullying.
Oh, that's a huge one. That is the biggest one. Actually, that was our biggest fear with them going to mainstream school in the first place. But it actually turned out fantastic. You know, I think children with special needs are in some way, there will be the odd one out there who will bully them or who will make comments or something, target them. But overall, other kids are absolutely fabulous. I found the whole bunch in the Gael School just amazing.
We have
people in the school. Yeah. And as they all come into the school, all the new kids coming in, they all get to know, like, well, that's Jack. You know, it's just...
Yeah, he's been very fortunate with his first...
Oh, absolutely.
With primary school.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope that continues into secondary school. I mean, that's what you want.
That's what we want. We want what he's got now to continue at a kind of a more grown-up level. But if that situation could continue where he's content and happy...
You just go with your gut, really, at the end of the day, don't you?
That's it.
Do the research, and then just make a decision and go with your gut.
Yeah.
So you decide in the end...
To go with the local school. We talked with the teacher up there who integrates new students in. And she was saying that to give it a go for a year. And that's exactly the approach we took when he was starting mainstream primary school. We're going to give it a go for a year and see how it went.
That's sort of a good idea, isn't it? It takes the pressure off everybody.
Yeah.
And Jack, Jack know maybe there's a short...
He has no idea, because the best approach with Jack is just put him in and this is it, you know, this is... And then he adapts, he gets on with it. Whereas if he thought there was a get out or escape clause, it might be too easy to...
But would he have understood that growing up if you'd said to Jack in the beginning, okay, look, this is for a year?
Oh, he would.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? He's good comprehension that way.
Absolutely, yeah. He's fantastic comprehension. But he went up there with the notion that this was where he was going to secondary school. And Maeve started there as well. She changed school and started up there in September as well. And
so this is just September, just gone, September 2013. Jack arrived into first year in the AVS. The big AVS with what, about 850 students?
That's right. From a small school of
150 teachers. From a school of 85 students. So how did he get on?
He, it's so hard to describe or put in words, but he has just, from day one, there hasn't been a glitch, no problem. He loves it, absolutely loves it. He's like king of the scene in there. I just notice when you go up to give him his insulin at lunchtime, and he comes out of class maybe 10 minutes early to get insulin, and then the rest of the gang are all congregating in the big assembly area where they have meat for lunch, and he goes out, he just cruises out, head in the air, floats through the crowd looking for his guys, and when he finds him, that's it. He's in no way self-conscious, doesn't have to hold back, he's just, phew, out there.
He's just totally at ease.
Totally at ease up there.
Isn't that amazing? Because we're here at spring 2014, so he's gone through the first whole semester whole term, so he's been in there from September, to December, say. And everything's gone perfectly. Better than you ever would have hoped.
Better than we ever would have hoped. In fact,
all the school breaks, you know, the midterm breaks and the all of the Halloween break, everything. He was anxious to get back to school. That has never in his entire school life happened until now. He was actually anxious to get back to school. Are you going to make tea, Jack? Jack, do you like my scones?
Come and see.
I just wanted to pop down, Ciara, and chat to you about what are you on at the moment. You're on your midterm break, aren't you?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's okay, besides from the studying part of it. I've got mocks next week.
Mm. So you're leaving Cert Mocks for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Right, is that a big thing for you?
I couldn't really care, honestly. Yeah. I don't mind the mocks.
Yeah, you don't mind the mocks at all?
No. I know people like mostly stress over mocks more than stress over the leaving cert, but I don't care about the mocks.
So you're not going to let things stress you out?
No, not really.
You're dead right. Here's Mum. Hi, Carmel.
Hi, how are you?
So what we're just talking about at the moment, Ciara's on her midterm break. Next week we've got the mocks.
Yeah.
So how's everything going?
Good. She's not getting too excited about them, which is fine. It's not the be in the end of all. She's grand, she's doing a bit of study, she's watching her films that she's doing for English. We're finishing off her geography.
Do you have a big input into the study?
Not really, no. I would just help her, like, with maybe we did a study plan, but other than that, it's just down to Ciara to do the study, and she's on different sites like StudyClicks and exam.ie, things like that.
Very good. What are those, Ciara? Ciara's laughing away, do you know?
I may have an account, but I never use them. Uh-huh. So I don't know what they're like.
So the mocks aren't stressing you out too much. Well, that's good. There's no point in being stressed out. Sure there isn't.
No, not really. Not when it comes to school, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how will you cope with the mocks, Ciara, next week? Are you able to do them on your own, or do you need an assistant or a helper?
Yeah, I have a reader with me, and she'll read the paper out for me. And I have my separate centre. But for the mocks, I'll be in a room with about maybe 3 or 4 other people, just for the mocks. But in the actual leaving cert, I'll have my own centre with just me and the reader. And I also have spelling and grammar exemption.
Mm.
So in a sense that it doesn't matter if I spell a word wrong, I won't lose marks for that.
Very good. Well, that takes the pressure off a bit, doesn't it? So you're not in a big hall with all the other students, you're going to actually have a smaller space to do the exams in. Yeah. Do you prefer that?
Yeah, because I find it's like, you know, when people are in a room, like, you know, you can hear the pencils and pens moving, and sometimes it can be like kind of, and people coughing and whatnot, and just kind of distracting. So I prefer to be in my own room where it's just quiet enough, I can concentrate.
That's brilliant, isn't it, that's set up for you? So that makes you happier.
Yeah, definitely, especially since I got it for leaving cert. I got it for both junior cert and leaving cert, so that makes me really happy.
Mm. So you had that set up for the junior cert and that worked well for you?
Yeah, I was very happy with it for my junior cert. So
great, that's great. So Ciara, tell me the subjects you're going to do.
I'm going to do maths, English, geography, biology and ag science.
Okay, what are your favourite subjects?
Probably English and ag science.
English and?
Agricultural science.
Okay. Does that, your interest in agricultural science come from living on a farm?
Yeah, it helps if you've got a farming background anyway. So you have the gist of ideas of what happens on it and what to do and stuff like that.
Yeah. Carmel, how do you find things now at the moment with the leaving cert? Is there pressure on?
There was a lot of pressure on about maybe 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. And we had talked to the school. We talked to Mr. Doherty, and he just said, look, we're not, we don't put any pressure on Ciara at all. She's well capable of doing it, and she will do it in her own way and in her own time. I know when she's in class, teachers have to be saying, you know, we need to do X amount, we have to get this done, we have to get this done. And I was trying to tell Ciara, it's not, you know, don't be taking it on board so much. It's not just directed at you, it's directed in the whole class, maybe at those that are not doing enough work or whatever. So once we got that eventually through, she's got a bit more relaxed, because even home life has got a bit better, because it was very hectic here for a while when the stress would build up.
Really? Yes. So was Ciara letting it all get through a little bit?
Yes, she was. And the way that she would come in, the way she would, instead of talking, she was shouting. She would be banging up and down the stairs. She was just full time, you know.
Just feeling the pressure. So how did you and Patsy sort of settle Keira down and just explain to her, you know, not to be so nervous and that she's going to be okay? And had you any
just
tools?
Over here at me. Well, the big tool for Keira is deep pressure. She loves the deep pressure massage. She loves the deep pressure points. She likes time out on her own, which is a huge thing. Watch her DVDs, watch her comedians, and that was fine.
So deep pressure definitely helps to chill Keira out a little bit when she gets stressed over the exams.
Yes, and that was one thing too that the psychologist had taught Keira to do for herself. Mm-hmm. When Keira was younger, when she'd feel very stressed and that, the fight or the flight syndrome, Keira would definitely fly and she would, regardless of who was beside her or what was beside her, she would be gone, out. Mm-hmm. And so the therapist has learned to turn that the other way around, and then by maybe going, if it's in school it happens, rather than, you know, throwing a hissy fit or whatever in the classroom, that she'd remove herself, go into the bathroom, do her pressure massages, and eventually then being able to stay in school and carry on with the rest of the day. Beforehand, when it would happen, myself or Patsy would have to go to the school, pick her up, and then we'd have a day here of trying to calm her down and then not knowing really the right techniques of how to do it. So the therapist was a big help to the family in general, as in teaching us how to deal with Keira. Mm. And life in general became a lot easier within the household.
Put your thinking cap on now for this. Now, this is an application form. Okay, let's pretend you want to join the local library. So you have to fill in your membership form. Now, can we read this first?
Louth County Library.
Louth County.
Louth County Library. Okay. Application form.
Okay, what's the first thing you need to know?
Name.
Your name.
Okay. Ben McMullen.
That's right.
Address.
Okay, what's your address, Ben? Can you remember?
County Donegal.
What goes before that?
Gordlusky.
Yeah. Good boy. Now, after Gordlusky.
Donegal Town.
Donegal Town, yeah. Now, what does this say?
The date of birth. I remember the 20th of June in 1995.
Now, whose address is they're looking for? Mum and Dad's address. So what's Mum and Dad's address?
What? Gordlusky.
That's right.
Well, I think that's me now.
And that's you now, Ben.
Oh, look at all these books. Wow. Cookery books, story books. This is a really nice house. What's this, Ben? Is that your house? Can I sit here? Just for a little bit. He just got up and just walked, you know. And he was just going, no, that's not fair, though.
Have you met up with him now?
Anywhere other than here?
Yeah, he's better outside the house. Yeah,
if you met up with him, let's say at his work experience or in school. Mm. No, even with us now, he's more talkative when he's out and about.
Right.
Sorry. Maybe it's a case that he's got his space in there that, in his playroom that he has where he does his own thing. But no. You can get him, take him out shopping and stuff like that. There, you know, get loads of chatter.
Not a bother him. So he definitely has, he's his own space in there, doesn't he? Yeah. But he wasn't cross with me when I went in at all.
No, he wouldn't be cross. He is very good. But he's, you know, here, as I say, this is it. He'd be fine now if you went somewhere else. Met him anywhere else.
So what'll Ben's reaction be now to me walking in there now and sitting down and trying to say hello to him. Will he say anything to you after I leave?
No. I don't think he really processed it, apart from but he'll have let you know that he wasn't very happy with you there, so you had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's...
Yeah. Well, I was just very gentle. I just said, you know, can I come in? He just said, no. And turned his back and then walked out. That's okay. But does Ben know what's going on here at all? Does he know what I'm up to, what I'm doing?
Vaguely.
How would he process that, do you think?
Not with a lot of depth.
Probably the same thing that, like, home videos and he enjoys them.
Because Ben's crazy about YouTube, isn't he, Margaret?
Yeah, no, he loves. He loves YouTube. And he can tell you the date all his favourite clips were uploaded. So he knows the date.
Released or uploaded. Yeah, so if you ask him about any Disney movie, he'll be able to tell you when it was released and, you know, all the characters in it. And also, other people are uploading things, like descriptive things about Disney characters.
Mm.
So you get some Disney character. And he's obviously reading it because he's not making this up himself.
Yeah.
But he's got all these words to describe.
Oh,
you know,
right.
So he'll talk about all the characters.
And
about
a Disney wiki site.
Yeah.
That literally goes into what the movie's about, the themes, what the character's about, and their attributes, so whether they were good and bad, so he lists all that stuff off.
So he'd read that and remember it?
Oh yeah, he'd remember all that, and he'd list it all off. Because he would be very strong visually.
Mm.
So he has an auditory as well, I'd say. Well, when he was little, we worked out that after he'd watched the videos at that stage, maybe twice, that he all knew them off by heart.
Mm. Do you mean the songs, the dialogue?
Everything, word for word. You know, he would have remembered them all off. But even when he was very little, like 2.5 or 3, he had picture books. And when he used to rhyme off all these names of all these animals. And I was thinking, that's very strange, because you're doing the same order. Until we realised that he was doing it from certain books. So he knew, the little picture books. It was 40 animals in one of them, you know, 4 on each page. And he, without the book, like...
Mm. So he's got a bit of a photographic memory too,
isn't
he? He's very visual.
Very visual.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason
picture
why...
Pictures stick in his head.
Definitely. And but he's it's very difficult to work out what's going on with him, because he's also, like, he taught himself how to read. You know, we would have read to him as normal sort of parents and stuff. But he learned to read himself, but he actually learned to read phonetically.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's trying to pronounce new words, he will try them phonetically, because we thought, oh well, he's just learned each of them off because he's so strong visually. But that wasn't what he had done, because we had all these little games, you know, that they have. Well, they, I don't know, they probably still have them, but at that time it was all Winnie the Pooh and Reader Rabbit and all those little, teach them how to read and all that sort. So he had all those things which he loved, and so he practiced and played away with them. And so who says the computers are bad or games are bad? Because he learned, you know, his maths, and they learned how to read and all of that from those things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, because he could engage with it and it was meaningful, so, and he was motivated. That's a big thing. Ben's motivated. He can do amazing things.
So Ben's a very, very bright young man, because tell me how he did in his junior cert. He sort of surprised everybody, Margaret,
yep,
didn't he?
He got 1 A, 5 Bs and 3 Cs.
Did you expect that?
No, absolutely not. Well, we didn't actually expect that he would ever even do his junior cert, because that wasn't part of the plan. He wasn't really supposed to do it. That wasn't ever on the cards. Because I suppose Ben had always been in an autism class, specific class, and he had never been integrated, you know, in the general classroom population until he went to Finn Valley College. And when he went there, you know, I think it was just a different attitude. It was, you know, well, we'll see what he can manage and what he can do. And within about 2 months, I think he was integrated into every class. And it's just ran and ran, and it's just got better and better. And he loves it. And and we keep thinking, well, you know, but we had no expectations. You know, we're quite happy the fact that he was happy, and that's it. You know, and that's really it still. But
he's very happy. He is extremely happy. He goes out every morning with a spring in his step.
That's great, isn't it?
He's doing his Leaving Cert Applied now, and we had a parent teacher meeting last week, and you know, it's just a pure pleasure to go, because they're all mad about him, and he's so good, and he does all the work, and it's all so positive. you know, and he has all his work, you know, they have lots of coursework to do, and he has everything done, everything's done up to date, and he has
he loves
his work experience, absolutely loves school, and loves to be busy.
Has he always loved school? Either?
No, he didn't, he wouldn't have, he wasn't, didn't particularly like school. Well, for a long time he didn't like school at all, so, you know, all the usual autism stuff for kicking and screaming and trying to drag him out the door and blackmail him, and we had all sorts of things working on for a long time. But, and he wasn't happy, but so, which is why it's amazing that he is so happy since he's been there, you know.
Ben always surprises you guys, though, doesn't he?
No, absolutely. He's, yeah, no, he is, he's very surprising. He's a great boy, he really is. He really is a great boy. You know, and
he's got a great sense of humour as well. He likes.
Yeah, well, he kicked me out of the room quite nicely there.
Yeah.
With a little smile on his face.